Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to Picnic Sunday at Village Baptist. The picnic will be inside. I am Roy Ann Carney, and I'm the Village of the Month for September. So I thank Denise for handling it last Sunday when I was not well. We will have the picnic potluck inside. Welcome. I hope everyone can stay for dinner. There is lots and lots of food, so don't worry about that. And we have meetings this coming week. Deacons meeting on Monday at 7. Missions meeting at Tuesday at 7. And church council meeting Thursday at 7. All of them on Zoom. The Village Voice deadline is on Wednesday. And if you or you know somebody is interested in providing special music or in joining the musical ensemble, please see Ken or Carlin, right? And we'd love to have you. And we'd like to extend our welcome to Stephanie. On your bulletin, it says Joel Hawthorne will be preaching today, but unfortunately, Joel is under the weather, and Stephanie Ouellette has agreed to step in and pitch hit, and we are very fortunate to have her. So thank you, Stephanie. And with that, Casey, you have...
Yeah.
On behalf of the Pastor Search Committee, I am happy to speak to you this morning and let you know that the Pastor Search Committee has been hard at work since we formed, and we have been reviewing materials from our previous Pastor Search. We developed a survey that I hope all of you have completed, and if you have not, I strongly encourage you to please go online or grab one of the surveys from the back of the church and please fill that out. If you are a younger person or if you have a younger person in your family maybe who's not here today, please encourage them to fill that out too, because we really want to find out from everyone in the congregation what it is that they're looking for in a pastor. And so the information on those surveys is really useful to us. So please take a moment to fill those out. If you fill one out in paper, you can just put it in the box at the back of the sanctuary or leave it on the table in the box at the back of the sanctuary, and we'll be sure to get that information and make sure it's collected. Another thing that we've done is we've met with several advisors, if you will. We've met with Tricia Miller-Mannerin from the DC Baptist Convention. We've met with Meredith Stone from Baptist Women in Ministry. And we've met with Jay Keevey, who is the Director of Ministerial Transitions at the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. Each of them has shared with us some really valuable information on the search process and what we can do to make it a smooth process, and gave us some really good information on how we can go about it and do the best we can. So you might notice that on the back of your bulletin, there's a town hall scheduled for October 8th. Hold the date, but it's not going to be a town hall. On the advice of our advisors, what we've decided to do instead is we're going to reschedule the town hall, and we're going to have some small group sessions first. So what we're going to do is, and we'll publish those dates, one of those group sessions, though, will be on October 8th. So if you'd like to stay after church on October 8th and have some pizza and some fellowship and do some chatting with members of the Pastor Search Committee, we would love to have you. We feel that getting together in small groups will really give us a chance to kind of speak with each of you individually as much as we can, to hear your stories, to hear what you all think is important to you in a pastor, and how you've had experiences with pastors in the past that that have really touched your life. So please plan to attend one of those. We're going to have several, and we will also be having two on Zoom. So if you are joining us online today and you know you're not going to be able to get here to the building, that's okay. We will make sure to get the information to you about when we're going to have the Zoom meetings. Then on November 5th, that's when we're going to have our big town hall. We're going to invite everybody to come in. Trisha Miller Mannerin from DCBC has offered to come and moderate that meeting for us. And I think it'll be a great time for us to really come together as a church to look forward to what's next for us here at Village. We have also met together and developed a covenant. And part of that covenant includes praying every day for God to lead us to who our next pastor is at Village. We're praying for our next pastor at Village. We're praying for the people who apply, and we're praying for their family. And as the congregation, we're asking that you please pray for us, and please also pray for those who are candidates who will apply. If you at any point have any questions or need to reach out to anybody on the committee, we are happy to hear from you. We do have an email set up, pastorsearch@villagebaptistbowie.org. You can send that, and it goes to all of us, all seven of us on the committee. The committee members are myself, I'm the chair of the committee. Renee Deering is the vice chair. Julia Coleman is our secretary. And we have Darian Boggs, Judy Woodall, Dave Thompson, and Ryan Hedgepeth. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. And Judy Woodall. I said Judy Woodall. Okay. So if you have any questions, please feel free to talk to any of us at any point. We'd be glad to answer those for you. Also, there was an article in the Village Voice for September. I encourage you to read that to maybe get a little bit more information. So thank you so much for entrusting us, and we really appreciate your prayers moving forward.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
We are thankful.
Good morning, Village. Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters. It is so good to see your faces. We thank God for bringing us into worship one more time. So glad to be in this service one more time. I am always privileged and glad to be able to serve. You are blessed. We are blessed that you have a pastor in the pocket or preacher in the pocket right down the street. This is not the best circumstances in which to bring the word, but we'll see what God will do in this service and with this situation. Our prayers go out to Pastor Joel as he's having some health challenges, but we trust that God is with him and that he's comfortable, and we look forward to having him back when he's fully recovered. But we are here. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. So at this time, we will hear praises and prayer requests from those who care to share. If we are streaming, that at this time we will mute the service, and then we'll bring you back. And please know that you can submit your prayers if you're online, either via the chat or a phone call, and we will be sure to include you in the prayer request going forward. So at this time, do we have any prayer requests? Carlin? All right, we'll bring back our virtual audience, and we will go to God in prayer at this time. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, a day that we have never seen before, a day that is full of your mercies and your glory that we see and we feel and we experience even in the rain. We thank you for Village Baptist Church, a worshiping community, and the opportunity to come together once again to share life together, to lift each other up in good times and in times of challenge. We thank you for all of the many blessings that continue to come our way. And we especially ask you now to take into consideration the prayers and the situations that have been lifted up by the many individuals that are under the sound of my voice. We hear prayers of health challenges. We hear prayers of need. We hear the concern of the people who have lifted these individuals in prayer. And we ask you, and we trust that you will touch, that you will intervene, that you will intercede in a way that only you can. We ask you to bring comfort to those who are experiencing health challenges, knowing and trusting that you and you alone will be their comforter, their companion, their healer, their deliverer, and the one who walks with and through and goes ahead of anything that life can put in their way and our way too. We thank you for those who care. We thank you for the empathy that we feel for these individuals, and that we too will bear the burdens of those of our community. We extend our empathy and our feelings over the miles into countries and places that we do not abide in, the natural disasters that continue to challenge people in parts of the world that we may never visit. But our Christian love and our Christian faith tells us that we should extend ourselves beyond our immediate, and that we are to mourn with those who mourn and be an extension of your love here on earth. And we accept that challenge because you have given us Christ Jesus, who poured and gave it all for us. And now, even with these prayers of concern and these concerns, we find time and we take the space to say thank you and to praise you and to thank you for who you are and all that you have done in our lives, past, present, and future. And now, just for a moment, oh God, if you would just let us focus on you and feel the spirit that goes from heart to heart and breast to breast in this time of worship. May we be set free. May we be renewed. May we find joy in each other's smiles, in each other's touches, and in this few moments of sacred time that we have together. We love you, Lord, and we lift this prayer. We lift our praise. And we lift our whole hearts to you in this moment of worship. All of these things we pray in the name of Jesus, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who will be. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
It is time for the children's story. Time for the children's story. Come one, come all, come young at heart. Welcome, welcome. So, I have a great question for you guys. What's important to you? Let me back up, because that's a big question. Let me give you a little context. If you're hungry, what's important to you? Food. And then if you're hungry, what type of food? Does it matter if it's apple or a pear? Does it matter if it's a bologna sandwich or a ham sandwich? Is there something that's really important there, you know, or you just want something to eat? That's your question, Ruby. That's okay, I won't put you on the spot. Let's see, you're gonna answer the question, if you're hungry, what's important to you? I can give you another us in there. So it would be important to have turkey. What about salami? Yes, okay, too. What about tuna fish? Okay, that's okay. All right, let's see. So let's try another case. If you're a student, what's important to you? If you're a student, what's important to you? You gonna take a chance at it? Okay. Wow, okay, let's try a different one. Nothing is important to you. How about getting your homework done? Not important. You're great. Okay, how about wearing a fancy clothes to school? Really? That's important? Okay. And then how about having a really cool a book bag or lunch bag? Is that important? Okay, all right. So it's important that we look good. It's important that we have a turkey sandwich. Okay, let's see. What do you think is important if you're a family member? If you're a part of a family? Something like maybe, you know, kick your brother every morning. Is that important? Just to remind him who's boss? No? Okay, we got a big yes here. Okay, what about telling mom and dad, you know, mom and dad, you need to clean my room by the time I get home from school. Is that important? I bet you they probably think, we have a parent that's about to outburst. Okay, so, but really, as a family member, maybe it's important to not kick your brother, but say, hey, you know, be nice, let's do something fun. I love you, oh my gosh, I can't. Okay, can we have fun together? Can we play a game together? Oh my goodness, Ryan, we got a problem down here. All right, let's try another scenario. What about if you're a Christian, what might be important? Yes. I can't hear you. Believing in God, that would be important. Going to church. Any other answers? Maybe praying? You know, all these things, so everybody has their preferences, things they like to do, things that they think are really important. And then there are all these other things. There's tuna fish sandwiches that you don't like. You know, there's that brother that you just want to, you know. And then there's just all these things. And so when I was putting my children's story together, I thought, well, how do we get all of these things done? How do we say, you know, let's deal with the important things, or let's deal with the unimportant things first. So I had to clean this out, so it's still a little wet. So from your perspective, a cool dress, I'll put this here, something fancy, turkey sandwich, believing in God, okay. So those are some of the three important things. And these are all the other things that apparently you really don't care about. Tuna fish sandwich, just getting homework done, cleaning your room. They just aren't important to you right now, right? Huh? He says it's important. Well, I've run out of balls. I only bought three, so we got the tuna fish sandwich, believing in God, and wearing something nice. Is So, and then there are things like, okay, well, it doesn't matter if I wear a green shirt or a blue shirt. You know, it doesn't matter if I wear, you know, black tennis shoes or a black shirt. You know, all these things that just really, you know, you could kind of do without, right? So you just fill up your world with, oh, playing video games is not important. No, it's not. Nobody said that. Reading books, no, that's not important. So we're going to just fill up that jar with all these things that we realize that just aren't that important to us. And then we're going to come along and we're going to add the things that we think are important. And then we're going to seal it all up. Ooh. Can't get it all in? Yes, Julie. Okay. All right. You want to trade your tuna fish sandwich for, turkey sandwich for reading books? Okay. This is a reading book one. I kind of agree with you there. But we couldn't get it all in. So let's try it this way. Try to dump these without making a big mess. Okay. Reading books, looking nice, and believing in God. And now we can start adding all this other stuff. The homework, the blue shoes that we really don't care about. Let's see, what else did we not care about? A black shirt, video games. I don't know, maybe not kicking your brother. But we're gonna get all of this stuff in that, you know, it's really kind of, it's okay to have, maybe not have. Thank you. And let's see if we can get it all in here. Did I get everything? One more. This one always is the last one. I don't know why. And let's see if we can seal it up. We got it all in this time. So remember, think about the things that are important to you and do those things first. Reading books, believing in God, looking nice. So just think about that and you can actually probably get it all done. Let's say a prayer. Thank you so much, dear God, for these children and their willingness to participate in Children's Story. We just ask that you bless them with wisdom and understanding of what it is to be a Christian and know how to put things first that are really important. And God, may they grow to make you the most important thing. In Jesus' name, amen. So I guess we're going to hear some special music.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hands the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems love so strong. God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere.
The scripture reading for this morning is from the book of Lamentations, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. This is not what is in the bulletin, but it is relevant to Stephanie's sermon. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. May the Lord add his understanding to the scripture.
God is moving by his spirit. God is moving by his spirit. Please pray with me. Master, speak. Thy servant heareth. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? And now, O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our rock, our redeemer, and our one certain and sure foundation. And together we say amen. I have lived in regions of the United States my entire life where I have experienced all four seasons. The changing seasons, for me, are a reminder of the phases and stages that we go through in life. Floridians, people who live in California and other parts of the world, don't get to experience snow, but the fall, the snow, the spring, and the summer bring different blessings, different experiences. And so that is my experience, and I believe most of you all's as well. I am glad that fall is coming. If I had to pick a favorite season, it would be fall because I was born in the fall. And this fall, I'm particularly happy to see it because the summer heat was brutal. I'm not going to go into a long discussion about climate change or anything, but something is happening in our planet and on our planet. This summer's heat was brutal. And so I am happy for the coolness of today. But with the fall brings shorter days. We have shorter days, and we'll have to start looking for our sweaters and jackets pretty soon. And the leaves have already started to fall again. Something is happening on our planet. My yard has a lot more leaves than I think it should have at this particular time. And so with the leaves falling, we have more yard work. And so that's the trade-off for the seasons. We experience things different in the seasons. As I mentioned also, I'm gonna have a birthday this fall. Actually, it's this month. It's just a few days away. I have some birthday twins here. We've already had our early congratulations birthdays, but this year for me is a milestone. I am turning 65, yes? I know it's hard to believe. God is good. Melanin is a gift. I got a good gene pool. I'm holding up pretty good, but 65 is a mind-blowing experience. I am an official senior citizen, and I have been through the burning sands of getting on Medicare. The forms, the part A, B, C, D, there's an E, F, G, N, we got Medigap, we got all kinds of things. I did not know. I was introduced to someone named Irma. I don't know if y'all know who Irma is, but pray you don't meet her. Income related something something. Anyway, so there's more money involved with this Medicare. That's the short version than I had anticipated, but here we are. Here I am at turning 65. And I, with all sincerity, share with you that this summer has been a struggle for me for that reason. In addition to the onslaught of junk mail, I have to reposition or reassess where I am in my life. So that's been my struggle all summer. I read also recently about the grief and the loss that parents are experiencing as their children go off to college. And I have had that experience. It's been so far in the recesses of my mind that I had really kind of forgotten about it. Again, as I read the article, I started to feel that anxiety and that loss all over again. So that life transition for other people is in my heart as well. And so those are two things that have been on my mind. And then life just keeps on lifing. If you're not experiencing those two things, you're experiencing some kind of transition in your life right now. And it may be something good, and it may be something that's challenging. Life is full of ups and downs, joy and pain, sunshine and rain. But this particular verse from Lamentations has been my saving grace for most of this summer. I tell you, I share that with you in all honesty. When I felt like things were getting out of control and I wasn't sure what the future held, this simple verse that I don't even remember when it was first introduced to, kept coming back to me. In the mornings, I would wake up full of anxiety and uncertainty, and then I would hear the birds singing. And then this verse would come to mind. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. It has been my saving grace all summer. And you know God doesn't waste anything, because you must need to hear it too. And so here I am sharing it with you. Now, I don't know the last time I heard a sermon from Lamentations, because we don't like to lament. Just the feeling of the idea of lamenting just doesn't seem appropriate in worship. But here it is. We have a whole book of laments. And if you look at where this book occurs in the Bible, you can see it comes after Jeremiah. And we know Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. He cried and he struggled with his call and his purpose in some challenging times. And so Lamentations is an addition to his struggle of in the seasons of life that he was called to live and minister in. But this book is poetry. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just these few verses should make you see that life is cyclical, that even in the midst of struggles, there's something to praise God about. So a lament in the Bible is poetry born out of a heartbreaking time that Israel was experiencing. And it's a wonder to my soul that this book even made it into the Bible, but here it is. So that's divine guidance or intervention that we still need this for our edification and for us as we press on to Christian perfection. And again, somewhere deep in the recesses, somewhere I learned this, and it just kept coming back to me at the appropriate time. So God doesn't waste anything. The book of Lamentations is here for us, even now and in this present moment. If you take a look at verse 22, we see that it expresses hope and the deep love that God has for us. Just a few words, and we can see how hope blossoms as the writer transitions from present circumstances to the steadfast love of God. And so what we take is that denying and avoiding our pain, our challenges, our circles and seasons of life, that's not what we're supposed to do. We can't run from it. We have to run through it or walk through it with God's help and with God's guidance. So we reorient ourselves with the help of God, with the knowledge of the scriptures, that we be able to go on and push through, and that our present circumstances don't define who God is or who we are or what life is all about. It's just life is like that. And then verse 23, you know there's a hymn here. I'm gonna save that for later. But just the very fact that we wake up every morning, we get to start all over again every day, is a blessing within itself. The old people used to say, I can't remember exactly how it was, last night's sheets could have been our winding sheets and our beds could have been our cooling boards. But here we are. Praise God. One more time. Glad to be in the service with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Even with all of our life challenges, we are here, we are still together, we're still community, and we have much to be thankful for. And again, as I'm going through my changes over the summer, I got in the habit of going outside on my deck on the days when it was cool enough for me to go outside. And there, I just slowed myself down. I drank my coffee, I listened to the birds, I stared at a tree. And one of the most defining moments or something that I really started to really enjoy was just the breeze blowing over my face. God is in the wind. Mercy, huh? God is in the wind. We can't catch it, we can't see it, but we can feel it, and we know God is there just by the breeze that's going across my face. And then for those few minutes, I'm fully connected with God and my place in the universe, and everything is okay. Last week I went to visit some friends in North Carolina, and one of my friend's children went on a backpack wilderness trip with some friends, and they stayed for 3 weeks. He made it to 1 week. But he came back with the stories to tell us of his adventures of carrying 35 pounds of goods on its back and sleeping outside and all of that. And it was a life-changing experience for him. And even though I don't want to go any further than my deck, let's not get carried away, but I can see how such experiences would be life-changing. And as I look around our church today, and Joel and Linda are not here, they're still out in the woods somewhere for 9, 10, 12 weeks at a time. And I can see how that can bring you a whole new perspective. God is in the wind. God is in the trees. Casey said, all nature sings and round me rings, the music of the spheres. In the blades of the grass. That was one of my favorite songs when I was a little girl. We learned that in nursery school. See that? God is everywhere. Very formative. And so other people are showing pictures. Dave and Carlin are all over the world, and they're sending us pictures from places all over that I will never get to see. But even in the photos, the vastness and the glory of God comes through, and it brings us peace. And it brings me peace and shows me that God is able, that God has been at this business for a long time, and that I need not fret. And so, with my experience, I'm going to throw a little bit of my Methodist tradition on you. We've got tradition, reason, scripture. And tradition, gosh, I've had this down. Tradition, reason, scripture, experience. All of these things go into us finding or defining who God is or understanding what God is, knowing that we will never fully understand. God is too wonderful for any of us, but just a little bit, a glimpse into God's glory in those moments of nature, in those moments of community, is what helps get us through. So when we let God lead, when we begin to slow down and see how God reigns over all things, rather than speeding through life and trying to avoid its ups and downs, we build our faith. When we look around, we are building our faith. And when we look backwards, rather than getting too far ahead of ourselves in the future, we are confident that God is still in control. Introspection is a very important thing to our spiritual growth. Slowing down, seeing and feeling God's presence every day in life reminds us that God is with us all the time through all the seasons and transitions of our lives. And when we do this, when we lament as well as praise, when we take the whole experience of life, then we are much more calm and much better. And then I point out in verses 25 through 26 that we have this word good. The word good is there twice. Good, good, good. The word is good. Not good as pleasure, not good as feelings, but good meaning what we need. Good here conveys what we need, not just a sense of emotion or something that we desire. So yes, we can lament. We could talk about lament even in worship. I feel better just having talked through all of this with you. And again, I share that this scripture has been my saving grace all summer long. And so when we worship, when we come together and worship, we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. God can, always has, been able to handle all aspects of our lives. And to the extent that we can trust God and strive to be faithful, we will be much better at sojourning through this barren land of life. We're all experiencing something. Medicare, emptiness, loss of a loved one, health challenges, And I'm thinking about all the people that remain on our prayer list for this particular body week after week, month after month. But we continue to pray. And so we are thankful, even as we read from the book of Lamentations, that week after week and year after year, that God has been faithful. God is faithful. And faithfulness is built by hearing the word of God repeatedly, repeatedly, over and over and over again, and applying this ancient wisdom to our contemporary lives and situations. God is still on the throne. God is still in the blessings business. God is still in charge of the universe. And knowing that, we can laugh and we can be happy. But we can cry here too, and someone will hand you a tissue. The seasons of life bring changes, and some are welcome and some are challenging. But just as God has been faithful in getting us through the years past, just as God was faithful to Jeremiah and the Israelites, we trust God to continue to do so. So today, as we picnic inside, we will share each other's joys as well as sorrows. And we will share a meal together. And we will remember the time past and look forward to the future with hope, knowing that through it all, we are learning to believe and to lean more and more on God. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Thanks be to God. Now we will just give the Lord a hand praise for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, the joy that we will experience around the fellowship table. We have much to be thankful for. And so we will have our closing hymn. You have the music for that. I will move over because I'm not familiar with this song and let you all lead us. We'll have our grace and then we'll have our benediction. God, we thank you for the bounty of your land and for providing sustenance and food for us and for all of your creation. We thank you for the time of fellowship together, and we ask your blessings on those people who have prepared it, the hands that have brought it to us, and all those that were involved in this preparation. May we enjoy our time of fellowship together, and may our time be blessed. And now for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Be blessed.